The legislative investigation into the events leading up to the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan is facing a setback. Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French had established a goal of issuing a report on the investigation by the end of October. When the committee's investigator began gathering facts, Governor Palin promised full cooperation from her administration. But French says some obstacles have come up since then.
Just yesterday evening, we learned that Frank Bailey was not going to appear for his deposition today. And of course, he's an important witness, and his attorney has said that until the jurisdictional issue gets straightened out, that his client would likely not be giving a statement.
Bailey is currently on paid administrative leave after a recording surfaced of a phone call he made to a state trooper in which Bailey pushed for the firing of Trooper Mike Wooten, the governor's former brother-in-law. In releasing the recording, the governor indicated that although Bailey gave the impression that he was speaking for her, she had not authorized the contact. His testimony is considered necessary to distance the governor from the perception that her administration had applied pressure to fire Wooten. The jurisdictional issue cited by Bailey's attorney is a challenge to the legislature's authority to conduct an investigation of the events. The governor has requested the investigation be done by the administration's own personnel board. French says the two investigations are not mutually exclusive.
We both have the right. There's absolutely nothing wrong if the governor wants to have the personnel board look into this matter. I think that's fine. But what you shouldn't confuse is their right to proceed with our right to proceed. The legislature is a separate and equal branch of government that has the inherent authority to conduct investigations. That goes all the way back to the founding fathers. That's just something that's built into our system of government.
French says at least one other person has backed away from voluntarily giving a statement, John Bitney, who used to be one of Palin's top staff members. Foreseeing a need for his input as well as Bailey's, French says he will meet this evening with members of the House to determine the schedule for issuing subpoenas and opening full investigative hearings. That is something French earlier said he had hoped to avoid.